This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 21st. God's word for you today is non-stop. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, and it says, "Grow a wise heart, you will do yourself a favor. Keep a clear head, you will find a good life." If you're going to get traction in your mind, the first thing you need to do is test every thought. Do not believe everything you think. Secondly, guard your mind from garbage. Thirdly, never stop learning. Make learning a lifetime habit. A lot of people act as if their education ended at their graduation. The truth is, a lot of people act as if their education ended at their graduation. The truth is, if you want traction in your mind, you have to keep on learning. Make learning a lifetime thing, because the moment you stop learning, you stop leading. You cannot take people beyond where you have been. Your mind has to keep on improving. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 15 says, "The mind of a smart person is eager to get knowledge. The wise person listens to learn more." How is your mind? Does it listen to learn more? Is it eager? You must realize that learning can be informal. There is no one you cannot learn from. I have learned things I never knew, from a vulcanizer, fixing my tire by the roadside. I have learned from professors, caterers, cleaners, cooks, gardeners. You can learn from anyone, because everyone has a reservoir of some knowledge that you do not know, and you can be taught. Everyone has something. Guess what? Everyone is ignorant of something, even a professor, regardless of his or her area of focus. You can even learn from people you disagree with. Interestingly, this can be a challenge for a lot of people. Sometimes, when we disagree with people, we do not want to learn from them. It is the, "because you do not agree with me, I do not want to listen to you or learn from you or even say anything to you" mindset. We can learn from people who do not agree with us. As it is said, even a damaged analog clock is right twice a day. And if you insist that yours is a digital clock, well, a damaged digital clock is right once a day. The point is, you and I can learn even from people we disagree with. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 14 says, "Wise men store up knowledge in mind and heart." The only thing the Bible encourages us to store up is knowledge, because knowledge is better than wealth. You can get wealth through knowledge, but you may not necessarily get knowledge with money. The question is, how do you and I acquire and store up knowledge? We acquire and store up knowledge by reading and by relationships. There are things you will learn from people you do life with that you will not find in a book. Some things will take you 5 hours of reading to get. Meanwhile, you can get them in 5 minutes of hanging out with the right person. Yet, there are things that you still have to learn by books, by reading. Let us pray. Father, please give me a teachable heart, hungry for knowledge, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.